Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the Wednesday night Bible study and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus brought to you by Holiness Bibles for the Blind at Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for, F-O-R, theblind.org. As we get rolling out here tonight, first we're going to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you again for another day. In you, we have another way, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, right now that you would touch that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, Lord Jesus, knowing that your word said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, first of all, the family and friends who've lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask you, Lord Jesus, you to touch and comfort them as only you can through your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. And then for those dealing with COVID-19, as we speak, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then finally, Lord Jesus, for situations like George Floyd and many other wicked situations just like that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the news, on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, so now we're going to get ready to roll out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus brought to you by Holiness Bibles for the Blind at Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for, F-O-R, theblind.org. Wanting to say to those who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, press the number one, join the conversation. You can ask your questions, give your comments, your prayer praise, prayer requests, or any of those kind of things. We'd be glad to hear from you as we get rolling out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus brought to you by Holiness Bibles for the Blind at Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for, F-O-R, theblind.org on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, Sister Emily, who do we got on the old gospel bus tonight?
As usual, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and angels, we got all the Mickey, all the Disney characters, all the Smurfs, but no Smurf chaser.
All right.
And we got Sister Lila with us, which I just opened her mic.
All right, well, let's see what she's got for prayer requests tonight, or prayer praises.
Yes.
Go ahead, Lila.
Wolfgang. Yes, Sister Emily, how are you guys tonight?
Doing good, doing good. So what do you got for us?
I do have some prayer requests and some prayer praises. I got it, Lisa. I'm thankful for my roommate that I got. We actually get along. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for the show. I'm thankful for Sister Emily. I'm thankful for Sister Ruth. I'm thankful for God giving me a roof over my head, food in my belly, and a place to sleep. So, and my prayer requests are to Sister Emily that she gets a place to live, for the ministry bus and also the first responders as well as the staff at all nursing homes and myself.
All right. And is that it?
Yes, it is, Missionary Wolfgang.
All right, Emily, your turn. Anything you got for us?
Basically the same as Lila, but also be keeping me in prayer because they've started me on a new medication and hopefully with what they did will work.
Okay.
Also, I just want to give Sister Lila a compliment tonight.
What's that,
good
Sister
going
Emily?
On Lila, good going. You brought your voice down. I am very proud
Thank
of you,
you,
and I'm pretty sure Ken is too.
Okay.
And I did it all by myself, no reminders.
Okay. And
good
just
going.
A reminder about with Sister Emily and her housing as to that prayer request that Lila had. On Monday, the Pastor Bonnet put the challenge out to everybody to donate through Brother Six's Cash App and PayPal here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. If you wish to donate specifically to help raise money to help Emily to get into some proper housing, what you could do is you donate through the ways that you would donate for Six Eyes Radio Network. First off, if you have a PayPal, you go and you enter in your PayPal, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, you enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, when you enter the amount of your love gift, also put in the comment section, Sister Emily, donation for Sister Emily. And then he will make sure that that gets to me so that we can get that right to Sister Emily. So that's what you do. But if you're wanting it to be a donation to the Six Eyes Radio Network, indicate that that is a donation to the Six Eyes Radio Network. And remember, God will richly bless you for your love gift. Amen. So just wanted to put that out there, especially with Lila bringing that up. It was a good time to bring that up. And we'll remind you of that again at the end of the program tonight. And, of course, that is one of my prayer requests, that people continue to donate and send their funds in to help Sister Emily with this situation. We also want to continue to pray for our police officers, those in charge, such as our presidents, vice president, cabinet, Congress, House of Representatives, our city managers, mayors, police officers, fire, rescue, all of that, our teachers, what have you, and yes, even our ministers out there that are proclaiming the gospel. So all of those in prayer. And so with that, and do we have anyone else that hasn't been able to say anything yet?
No, it's just us and Sister Lila. But also, Kenny, there was a couple of other prayer requests for a friend of my mom out there at the nursing home, for the lady named Eleanor and her family due to a health issue that come up with Eleanor and her family, but also be remembering Aunt Colleen in prayer tonight, too, because she's not feeling so kosher. Keeping me in prayer because where I ended up in the ER the other night, they had to do a procedure to take a very deep callus off my foot, which is kind of giving me a little bit of a pain in the foot, not a pain in the rear.
Okay. Well,
and this
is that
Mary
everything?
Wolfgang?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do have what other prayer requests. Can you please pray for Emily's friend that is down sick? And she and his family knows who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, God knows who that person is. So.
Kenny, one other. Just, I'd like the listeners to be in prayer for the Bramley family during this holiday season, being that the children have lost both their parents, and that God would give them strength to get through this holiday season.
Amen. And as we come toward this holiday season, we will be bringing special messages, not only about Thanksgiving, but as Christmas rolls around, we will be bringing special messages about different things to do with Christmas. And as I mentioned to Lila earlier today before the broadcast, especially one special message we are going to be covering is about the Christmas tree, because the question had come up about that. And I believe it is something that we need to explore. Is it right for us as believers to have Christmas trees in our homes? So we need to cover that, okay? Because people know me. I stand, as God's Elijah to the church, I stand firmly against things that are definitely wrong. And if the Bible clearly makes it wrong, it's wrong. I don't sugarcoat it and say, well, okay, we could cover it up and say, well, we can symbolize it as something else. No, if the Bible says it's wrong, it's wrong. Black is black, white is white. There's no shady gray. There's no sitting on the fence. It's either right or wrong, and you can't sugarcoat it. No sugarcoating. Hey, if you paint a house black, it's a house. If you paint it white, it's a house. If it's got one address on it, it's still a house. If it's got five rooms or one room, it's still a house. So you could call it a little, and you could call it a white all you want, but a lie is a lie. Well, the same thing. You could sugarcoat things as you want. God's word says they're wrong, okay? So that's what we're going to explore throughout this holiday season, things that the Bible says, what's the truth about this season coming through Thanksgiving and especially into Christmas, what God's word has to say about it, and what should we be doing, okay? So how should we observe the holiday, and what's the truth about it? So we're going to definitely be covering that this coming season, so stay tuned for that on this Wednesday night programs as we get into that. Amen. All right.
Kenny,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to say one other thing tonight. To any listener that does do a donation to help me toward being into a more permanent place, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And I know that you do, Em. So as we want to say also from the Six Eyes Radio Network, remember, when you bless Emily, you're also doing what God said to do. You're loving your neighbor as yourself. And you're also, as the Bible says, doing unto others as you'd want them to do unto you. And remember, would you want to be in 30-degree temperatures? Would you want to be out where it's snowing? If your answer is no, then why would you want to see somebody else doing it? So this is the time to put not only talk. Don't say, oh, I'm just going to pray for her. This is time to put action to your prayer and show your faith, not just claim your faith, but put feet to your faith. Pick up that phone, pick up that computer, type in the information, that we've just given, and we'll repeat at the end of the broadcast. Type it in, either the PayPal or the Cash App. Send in your donation. Just indicate it's for Emily Barnum, or just Sister Emily is just good enough, and she will get those funds ASAP, and then we could get her into some proper housing. Amen. All right, is everybody ready to boogie?
And as they say, the old thing that they've got out, don't be one to make the crack and say, yeah, money talks, bullcrap walks. Put action behind your behind and do something besides sitting on your leaves.
Amen. So are we ready to boogie tonight?
Let's boogie.
Oh, heck yeah.
All right, here we go.
Of living water. heaven upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee.
Devilish boys. There was three of us, The fourth was a good one. Well, we know Dad had a choice, a favorite, that is. But he'd say, I love one just as much as I love the other. Oh, would you look at her? She looks just like her mother. I've heard a lot of other people talk about my dad and talk about the things that he'd done when he was young. Because I might be a little bit prejudiced, but he was the best in the county when it came to a contest and games. Because he could outrun, outbox, outshoot any of the professionals that came to town. Now, my dad was a good man, and his family came first, and he did his best for us. And I know sometimes he worked till it hurt. The Depression wasn't an easy time. A dollar a day was the pay back then. And I remember my dad leaving the house before daybreak and walking 14 miles to get to work without being late. Oh, I guess everyone remembers the good times and the bad. Good times were happy, bad times were sad. And when I do something wrong, he'd straighten me out with his hand or a belt out behind that. But now, Mama didn't raise her voice or fuss when we get out of hand. She'd just say, now that's enough. And if we didn't obey, she'd tell Dad what was wrong. And without a question, Dad would lay it on. While we picked cotton, chopped cotton, stacked hay, full of corn, well, that's the way we made our living back then on the farm. But things are different now, because it's like a new world we're living in. Everything's a mad rush, not enough time for friends. And when I think of my dad, it makes me proud, you see, because he gave so much of himself to make life easier for me. Now, not everyone is lucky as I am. To have a father who wanted the best for me out of life. And now when I hear a church bell chime, it's almost like my dad saying, family, it's loving time. So why don't you go to your dad right now and tell him you love him? And I'll bet you a dollar against a dog biscuit that it will mean more to him than any gift that money could ever buy. Because, you know, you can't ever repay him for all the things he's done for you. And the best way I know to let him know is just say, Daddy, I love you.
If you'd like to get in contact with us, here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, there are three email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have or regarding the programming here or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F. E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by KJV1611Ruth@gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry, at gmail.com. Again, KJV1611Ruth@gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother Six Eyes about any of his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X. EYES, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X, E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all three cases, in your body of your message, refer to your subject line, and we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen. Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617 and 424-243-9617. Press the number 1, join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated. Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Tuesday. Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. Brought to you by Holiness Bibles for the Blind at holinessbiblesfortheblind.org. With Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang, with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. Then on Thursday, Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that could be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Friday
with AJ and the Squad.
With AJ and the Squad, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, and last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays. And now it is time for the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. This week we are going into Matthew chapter 12, verse 45. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 45.
To take with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Now you say what it says will happen with this wicked generation? It says something very peculiar. We'll hear that again.
Then goes he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked
And what happens? It is an evil spirit that has left a person that claimed to possess when only he professed to be a believer. Unclean spirit left, he came back, and now he has to have a party, so he gets himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they dwell in that person, so he's worse than he started out. Found in our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Matthew chapter 12 and verse 45. Amen. I recall the night that you came into this world. I couldn't believe the doctor when he said it's a little girl. Oh, I said, now, doc, you must be wrong. You see, I want a boy. Then he laid you in my arms, and my heart sang with joy.
And her great big heart was beating love. kids would listen, you could almost see the angels overhead. She said, kid, you must remember, God loves everybody, and I know those words were true that Daisy said.
once to be stoned. They were all pointed fingers, no one within the hand. Jesus spread his finger up there in the sand. He said, don't point a finger in the hand. If you see your brother stumble, reach out and help him stand. We should all work together, so near the promised land. Don't point a finger in the hand. This method has been tried and proven true, and today it can work for me and you. Jesus came to lend a hand and do some good. Oh, don't you point a finger, dirty hand to the wood. So now don't point a finger, lend a hand. If you see your brother stumble, reach out and help him stand. We should all work together, so near the promised land. Don't point a finger, lend a hand. I said, don't point a finger, lend a hand. If you see your brother stumble, reach out and help him stand. We should all work together, so near the promised land. Don't point a finger, lend a hand. We should all work together, so near the promised land. Don't point a finger, don't point a finger, lend.
Brother Jones got a look in his face. Spread your news all over the place. Sister Becky must be living in sin. She's down at the altar repenting again. If we don't start minding our own,
everybody's gonna get stoned.
You better drop that rock before you hurt somebody.
Somebody.
Take a long, long look in the mirror. You just might see. Chances are you got a blank in your eye, even bigger than the other guy. You better
drop that rock
before you hurt somebody.
Digging
Dawn's been deep for too long. Leaving way too high on the
hump.
Billy Bob, the song leader, don't quit. We could be looking at another church bit. If we don't start minding our own,
everybody's gonna get stoned.
You better drop that
rock
before you hurt somebody. Take a long, long look in the mirror. You just might see. Chances are you got a plank in your heart, even bigger than the other guy. You better drop that
rock
before you hurt somebody. If we spend less time on the phone and more time on our knees, we wouldn't be judging them and those indeed. You better drop that
rock
before you hurt somebody. Take a long, long look in the mirror. You just might see. Chances are you got a plank in your eye, even bigger than the other guy. You better drop that
rock
before you hurt somebody. I said drop that
plank. Drop that rock
before you hurt somebody. You better drop
that rock
before you hurt somebody.
You know you could really put somebody's eye with that thing.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're blind sucking in Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road. And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network. Would you like to help keep shows like this one on the air? Well, there are several methods you can do to help that happen. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to paypal.com and enter the following email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the dollar amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Also, if you wish to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network, contact Brother Six Eyes at his email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line, write donation information requested. In the body of your email, request the information for the pay to and snail mail information for your check or money order, explaining you wishing to send a check or money order to donate to the Six Eyes Radio Network. And once again, God will richly bless you, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And now it is time for Tim and his Hebrew Word of the Week.
Hello there. Brother Dick Brewer coming to you with this week's Hebrew Word of the Week. And the Hebrew Word of the Week for this week is the Hebrew word for Lord, which is Adonai. Adonai. A, he's in Daniel, O-N-A-I. Adonai. Psalm 119, verse 89. There is forever, O Lord, Adonai, thy word is settled in heaven. This has been Brother Timothy Gruber coming to you with the Hebrew word of the week. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Just on the Bible, just on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets. Every day. man working in a place where the boss man and the government say they can't share their fate. They don't want too well, they'll lose their job if they get caught. But to win a soul to Jesus, they will risk it all because we're soldiers of the cross. We've been found to reach the lost in city streets, down country roads. We take you with us every day. Our faith and trust, and give our life to you, because you gave your life for us. We are soldiers of the cross. We've been found to reach the lost in city streets, down country roads. We take you with us every day.
My friend. Jesus died, my that he paid that price a long, long time ago, when he gave his life for me on a hill called Calvary. There's something else I want to know. Does he
what you could say or do, but wanted to sleep, and it seemed like anybody I talk to doesn't understand it.
I wish I did know what to do, sweetheart.
Well, sometimes friends don't know what to do. It's better to get the professionals to give you the help when you need it. And call the National Mental Health Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. Is U-Haul open? We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations, so we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved, so come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service, 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Get ready. Never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio. This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen.
And now today we got a little message out of 2 John, and we're going to read the whole chapter. Since there's only one chapter in 2 John, and there's verses 1 through 13, we're going to go verse by verse, and we're going to start at verse 1.
The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all that have known the truth.
Now you notice he starts out, he says to his epistle, to the elect lady and all those that know the truth, that know the truth, meaning that know the Word of God, know the gospel. And now we'll look at verse 2.
For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever.
Now you notice, it says the truth will be with us. The truth will be with us how long? The real gospel, the truth of that gospel is with you forever. And verse 3.
Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father in truth and love.
Now you notice he says grace and mercy be to you. And who does he say it comes from? The Son of the Father. And that is, he's talking about from Jesus Christ. Amen. And verse 4.
Having children, walking in truth, as we have received the commandment from the Father.
Now you notice, he says, I rejoice because you are following a commandment. You're following a commandment, and I rejoice in that. All right, let's find out what that commandment they're following. Verse 5.
And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another.
So what was the commandment? To love one another. That's the commandment they were following, but he says he beseeches them, he begs them to continue in that, loving one another. How about you, dear listener? Are you loving one another? Are you loving the brethren as you're supposed to? Do you love them as you love yourself? Do you love them as if they were Christ himself? Very good question. All right, verse 6.
This is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that I have heard from the beginning. You shall walk in it.
Now you notice, he says, you've heard this from the beginning. Because the Bible said, even in the Old Testament, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind. And then Jesus came on and said, look, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. And the whole law is tied up in those two commandments. Now, tied up in the two commandments, you love God and you love your neighbor as yourself. So what he's saying is love is the heart of the whole law. Have you been doing that? Are you walking in that? That's what he's asking this church that he's writing to. All right, verse 7.
For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist.
All right, now, he changes gears here. He says, many deceivers are entered into the world. And I want you to listen carefully what he's about to say. Many deceivers have come into the world who do not call Jesus Christ Lord, who do not say that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. That person, Antichrist. But there's a little bit more to prove that the person is an Antichrist. Not just the fact that he denies that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, but what else does it say? All right, verse 8.
Look to yourself, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward.
He says, now beware. Don't lose what you already have. Don't lose what you already have, because others have. And that's what he's talking about, those deceivers. They've lost it. They had a chance at it, but they lost it. But you pay attention and hold on to what you got. Okay, verse 9.
Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son.
Ooh. Hello, JWs. Hello, Mormons. He that hath the doctrine of Christ hath both. Notice that word. Both. The Father and the Son. Both the Father and the Son. Now, you notice that verse, because, pay attention, here comes something important, okay? Verse 10.
If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him God speak.
Now, a lot of people say, well, you shouldn't say God bless you to every person that comes by because you don't know. No, wait a minute. It says very clearly, if they don't have the doctrine of Christ, doctrine of Christ,
and was the doctrine of Christ. It told us in the previous verse. He says, if you had the doctrine of Christ, you have both the Father and the Son. You have both the Father and the Son. If you don't have that doctrine, if a person comes to your house and does not tell you that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, manifest in the flesh, you're not to bid him Godspeed. You're just not to say to him, God bless you. Not supposed to let him come into your house,
right,
nor bid him Godspeed.
Right.
So, hello, you don't let that bozo in your house.
Right.
All right, verse 11.
He that bids him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds.
Ooh, did you catch that?
Yep.
Did you catch that?
Yep.
It says, if you bid him Godspeed, you're a partaker of his evil deeds. You're basically agreeing with him that God, the Father, and Jesus Christ are not the same. You're just as bad as saying that Jesus is not God. All right, verse 12.
Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face that our joy may be full.
Now, you notice what he says? He says, I got a lot more to say to you. I have a lot more to say to you, but I don't have the time right now. Don't have the space right now. So instead of writing it down, I'd love to come and see you and tell you in person. Amen. All right, and our last verse, verse 13.
The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen.
You notice, thy children, thy elect sister, greet you. They greet, and that's why you only greet those who have the doctrine of Christ. That is an antichrist that don't have the doctrine of Christ. And they don't say that Jesus is God in the flesh. That's how you know an antichrist. Amen. Because antichrist means against Christ. That's how you know. Amen. And now it is time for Sister Ruth to tell us the common message between this song and this poem. Amen.
our self-examination. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are created with the ability to stretch our hands to Him. I do believe, I now believe, that Jesus died for me. And through His precious blood, I shall be made free. I do believe for comfort in the time of sorrow. Father, I stretch my hand to Thee. For relief in the time of suffering. Father, I stretch my hands to Thee. For guidance in the time of decision. Father, I stretch my hands to Thee. For protection in the time of danger. Father, I stretch my hands to Thee. For courage in the time of fear. Father, I stretch my hands to Thee. For strength in the time of temptation. Father, I stretch my hands to Thee. I do believe. I now believe.
God above, bless this man I guide and help me keep him alive. Be my mortal sight this day on streets where little children play. Bless my master fast asleep when the night is long and deep, and keep my handler safe and sound through the hours big and round. Make my judgment sound as steel and be his hand upon the wheel. Bless the traveler going past and teach him not to go so fast. Give me strength for every trip, so I may care for what I ship, and make me mindful every mile that our lives are but a little while. Amen.
All right, Ruthie, now that you've heard that song and that poem, could you give us the common message between the two?
Yeah, they're both an expression of prayer to God. The one song is a prayer to God, and the other one is a prayer to God about the dog guy.
Well, here you go, 8 for 8. You keeping on a good roll here. You're going to give Six and Pastor Bonnet a run for their money. You got that absolutely correct. It was about prayer.
Well, prayer is very important, and I don't think I'm anything, just an average person here. Anybody could do this. So I figure they might win over me next time. But anyway, prayer is very important in our lives. If we don't pray, we're in big trouble. The devil can have a foothold. So it's very important that we spend time in prayer in the morning when we get up, throughout the day, and when you go to bed. Because if you don't, the devil will just get a hold of you, and you're going to have lots of trouble. So I think it's really good for us to pray and seek God.
All right, so there you have it, 8 for 8, and we'll see how you do next week. Can you continue the roll? Amen. Hallelujah, and now it is that time for Ruth and her Bible prophecy. Amen. Amen.
In the Holy Bible, it tells of a day when the beast shall walk among us, and then it shall fall away. Having war and desolation, they shall rise in against nation, trouble everywhere you turn. As in the time of Noah, in the days before the flood, sin will cool the love of men, and the streets will run with blood. Rape and murder, grief and sorrow, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, this world is gonna burn.
Tells us that God is going to send two men back down to the earth from heaven during the last half of the tribulation period. They will have great supernatural power and will have God's permission to exercise that power for 1,260 days or 42 months. They will be God's witnesses on the earth during this period of the Antichrist. Scripture, and I, God, will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, 42 months, or 3.5 years, clothed in sackcloth. Revelation 11:3, KJV.
At the halfway point in the seven-year tribulation period, the great satanic antichrist will go into the temple in Jerusalem and proclaim himself God. You can read that in 2 Thessalonians 2:4 KJV. That particular time, the 144,000 Israelites mentioned in the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation, who will no doubt be the Orthodox Israelites who have been marked on the forehead together with other Israelites, will flee into the desert because of the previous instructions which they have read in Matthew 24. And read the whole chapter, please. At that particular time, there will be a great persecution let loose in the Middle East, especially in the Jerusalem area. And the Bible says the remnant of Israelites will flee into the desert, into the wilderness, into the mountains, into a stone city where they will be protected and fed of God for 42 months or 1,260 days, the same period of time God's two witnesses will be ministering in Jerusalem. Now, some folk might ask the question, why does God have to send two witnesses down to the earth? Well, God has said in his word that he would never be without a witness on the earth. During the last half of the seven-year tribulation period, heaven is to be closed. We know this is true because when we look at the 19th chapter of Revelation, beginning with verse 11, the scene we see unfolding there is one of Christ coming from a closed heaven, with the armies of heaven following him, riding on white horses, coming back to fight the battle of Armageddon, KJV. Revelation 19:11, KJV says, and I saw heaven opened. In other words, for 3.5 years or 42 months, a 1,260 days, heaven has been closed up. But down here on the earth, God has had two men who had not died, two men from God had previously removed miraculously, came back down to the earth to be his two witnesses during the Antichrist rule of 42 months now. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. That's Revelation 11:3 in the KJV, of course. Now, you see this world system is gradually deteriorating to the point that it will eventually get into such a miserable, disorderly condition that God will eventually have to send down two men from heaven to witness for him on the earth in order to keep his word established. The Bible says that he will never be without a witness on the earth and that his word will always be established in the mouth of two witnesses. Hazardous conditions will be prevailing on the earth at that time, so much as so that even these two men will be persecuted by the Antichrist and his satanically inspired cohorts, and eventually killed because they're witness for God during the last half of the tribulation period. Now, here's the scripture. And when they, the two witnesses, shall have finished their testimony, the beast Antichrist, that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit, will make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. Revelation 11:7 KJV. Shortly after they are killed, the Lord Jesus Christ will come at his revelation, or the second stage of his second coming. As we look around the world scene today, we can already see an increased activity in satanic workings in this present world. In fact, if you're doing anything for God at all in this present day and age, you are being constantly attacked by the demons of hell, and practically everything you are doing for God is being continually opposed by the forces of evil and iniquity. It might not always be in a physical sense, but even a spiritual realm of iniquity seems to be opposing God's people today, substantiated in the Word of God. Now, here's the scripture. Now, the Spirit, that's God's Spirit of the third person of the Trinity, speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4:1 KJV. So we're told plainly in God's word that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. That's the spirit of apostasy, the great falling away that is evident today in the realm of the Christian world. This falling away is being brought about by some giving heed to seducing spirits, that is evil spirits, which will suggest things that will have dominant tendency to lead people astray, away from that which is spiritual or godly. I'm sure You must be experiencing this satanic activity, which is skillfully preparing the way of Satan to reveal or bring forth his satanic antichrist. Scripture, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth or hindereth will let or hinder until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. 2 Thessalonians 2, 7-8, KJV. We have seen briefly how the world is getting ready to receive the Antichrist, and we have seen how during the Antichrist rule of 42 months, heaven is going to be closed tightly. In other words, there will be no communication between heaven and earth, so God is going to send his two witnesses down to the earth, and they will be his personal representatives on the earth while the Antichrist is ruling. We're told that the Antichrist will rule over the city of Jerusalem during the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Now, Scripture. But the court, which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not. For it's given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under 42 and 2 months. Okay. Revelation 11:2, KJV. It's during this time, the 40 and 2 months, the last half of the tribulation period, that God's two witnesses will come down from heaven, will live here on the earth in physical bodies, and will witness in the city of Jerusalem for the same period of time that the Antichrist will rule. Scripture, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These two witnesses have power to shut heaven, that it rain not on the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Revelation 11, 3 and 6, KJV. Some folks ask the question, well, why do the two witnesses come to the city of Jerusalem? Well, the primary reason will be because the prophetic scriptures of God tell us they will come to Jerusalem and to, not to Tokyo, London or New York. Okay, now Scripture, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Revelation 11, 8, KJV. First, the Scripture tells us that the spiritual condition of Jerusalem when Christ was crucified was the same at that prevailing to Sodom and Egypt in the days spoken of in the Old Testament. This verse concludes with this phrase, where also our Lord was crucified. In other words, we know that Christ was not crucified in Sodom and not in Egypt. He was crucified outside the city of Jerusalem on Golgotha. Therefore, we have Scripture to tell us that the two witnesses will come to the city of Jerusalem to be God's personal representatives on the earth during the tribulation period. Another reason why they will come to Jerusalem will be because the Antichrist will have established the headquarters for his earthly reign of 42 months there. This is substantiated by 2 Thessalonians 2:4, where we are told that he will go into the temple and proclaim himself God. In the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, we learn that he is to establish or build a beautiful, magnificent palace for himself in the land of Palestine. Scripture, and he, referring to the man of sin or the Antichrist, shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. That's Daniel 11:45. So we have Scripture to support now our declaration that Jerusalem is going to become the focal point of great climactic end time Bible prophecies in the last days. The two witnesses are going to come to Jerusalem to be God's personal representatives. The Antichrist is going to establish his kingdom headquarters in Jerusalem. Naturally, one of the other reasons that such momentous happenings are to be in Jerusalem, because Jerusalem is actually the geographic center of the earth's land surface. This is supported by Scripture in the Old Testament. Thus saith the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her. Ezekiel 5:5, KJV. In other words, all geographic locations in the Bible are in relationship to the city of Jerusalem. If you will take a flat map of the earth's land surface and place the point of a compass in the city of Jerusalem, drawing a circle with all of the land being on the inside of that circle, you will find that the city of Jerusalem is approximately in the center of the earth's land surface. So we'll see that such much activity relative to the fulfillment of major Bible prophecies in the last days will take place in and near and around the city of Jerusalem. That's why Jesus Christ originally came to the area of Jerusalem the first time. He came as a babe, the Savior, in the middle of the earth's land surface. When he left this earth, He left from the center of the earth's land surface. When he returns again the second time, it'll be to the Mount of Olives, near the center of the earth's land surface. And we see that the two witnesses are likewise going to come back to the center of the earth's land surface, where they will be God's personal representatives during the last half of the tribulation period, which will be 42 months rule of the satanic Antichrist. So we look around the world's horizon today, we can see the final preparations for Armageddon already in the making. The ominous sounds of the tribulation period can be heard on the horizon as the nations of the world continue to prepare for war. It will be 3.5 years before Armageddon that God will send two witnesses down from heaven to the earth to represent him, same time giving them great power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Revelation 11:6, KJV. When the two witnesses come back down to the earth to be God's personal representatives here, during the Antichrist kingdom rule, heaven is to be closed. No more prayers will be received in heaven for this period of 42 months. The great golden censer into which the odor of the prayers came, which were offered with much incense, in the presence of God will be filled with fire and thrown to the earth. Another reason why heaven will be closed during that time is because the great marriage supper of God's church will be going on. A great time of rejoicing is in store for you if you're born again. And for me, because we'll be at the marriage supper, well, the earth is turned over for 42 months to the Antichrist for this kingdom rule. But God is not going to leave this earth completely without a witness, so he will send down two men under the direction of the Holy Spirit, who will be his personal representatives at that time. Scripture, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. And if any man will hurt them, the two witnesses, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devours their enemies. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Revelation 11:3-5, KJV. Down through the age years. Now, some people have speculated as to who the two witnesses will actually be. Well, there are only two men who could possibly be used for this particular ministry, and they are Enoch and Elijah. We have two possible proofs that these two witnesses will be the two men. Bible says, and is appointed unto men once to die, but after that the judgment. That's Hebrews 9:27, KJV. Now, the Bible here says that all men, up to the time of their translation of the church, are to die once. And then the Bible says that death is to be swallowed up in victory, and for those who have accepted Christ and are living when he comes in the air with a great shout, all men at that time are to die once. Some have died twice, such as Lazarus and the son of the widow of Nain, but originally as appointed unto men all once to die, they are to die only one time. But there are two men in biblical history who have never died, Enoch and Elijah. They are the only two. These two men are going to come back to the earth to witness for the Lord in their human bodies. The Bible says that they will be killed at the end of the 42 months, rule of the Antichrist, and they will fulfill the scripture of Hebrews 9:27, wherein it says, is appointed unto men once to die. These two men will then die. Number two, our other proof that the two witnesses will be Enoch and Elijah are as follows. Scripture, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. That's Malachi 4:5, KJV. In other words, in the book of Malachi, written about 400 years before the first coming of Christ, we have a prophecy which says that God will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. That great and dreadful day of the Lord will be Armageddon. Jesus Christ will come back at Armageddon, not as a gentle, loving, understanding Savior, but as the Lion of the tribe of Judah with great power, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that they obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:8, KJV. So we have Bible proof by Malachi the prophet to tell us definitely that Elijah will be one of the two witnesses. Then what about Enoch? Well, some people think that instead of Enoch, Moses will be the second witness because there's a great similarity between the plagues in the days of the tribulation period and those of the plagues and miracles of both Moses and Elijah's day. But we must remember that the plagues were not brought about by Moses. Moses had nothing to do with them. It was God who permitted the devastating plagues to come upon the earth in Moses' day when the children of Israel were in Egypt. Because there may be, and there may be a similarity between the plagues of the days of Egypt and the plagues which shall come upon the earth during the pouring out of the seven bowls the wrath of God during the tribulation period, that in the last half of the tribulation period, the 42 months, rule of the Antichrist, that does not constitute any proof that Moses will be the other one of the two witnesses who will accompany Elijah to the earth as prophesied in the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5, KJV. Now, we must remember Moses died and God buried him, as the Bible said, in a valley in the land of Moab, scripture. And he, God, buried him, Moses, in a valley in the land of Moab, that no man knoweth of his sepulcher unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died, Deuteronomy 34, 6 to 7, KJV. So we see the two witnesses will be Enoch and Elijah. They are discussed at length in Revelation 11. God's word shows us that they will have to be Enoch and Elijah. We read a direct statement from the book of Malachi telling us that Elijah will be sent before Jesus Christ returns to fight the battle of Armageddon. Lord, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Malachi 4, 5, KJV. And this verse of scripture tells us that Elijah is coming back. Then the other person of whom we have a record, who lived on the earth and did not die, as far as being translated from this earth to heaven, is concerned as Enoch. So having read previously in the book of Hebrews, that it's appointed unto all mankind once to die, and these two men have not died, the only two recorded in biblical history, then we know that if Enoch does not come to the earth with Elijah, then when is Enoch going to die? We know he has not died in physical death up to this time, and according to scripture, he must die. Bible plainly tells us, scripture, but by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. Hebrews 11:5 KJV. Now before Elijah, or in Enoch's translation, he gave a prophecy which has been recorded in the Epistle of Jude. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Jude verses 14 and 15 KJV. Here in these two verses of scripture recorded in the Epistle of John, or Jude, we find that Enoch is telling us of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, at which time impartial judgment will be executed upon all. We're told that Enoch walked and talked with God. God eventually vividly revealed to him certain phases of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, which he did not reveal to other prophets and saints. In closing this, or doing this, God was no doubt telling Enoch just exactly what he wanted him to do, because the Bible tells us the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Psalm 25:14 KJV. And we know definitely that it will be Enoch and Elijah who will be the two witnesses, because we're told specifically that one of the two will be Elijah, and he has not died, but he must die. He's going to die as one of the two witnesses during the last half of the 42-month tribulation period. Here are two verses of scripture relative to this eventual fulfillment of the death of these two witnesses. Scripture, and then when they, the two witnesses, shall have finished their testimony, the beast Antichrist that ascendeth out of their bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city where also our Lord was crucified. That's Revelation 11, 7 through 8, KJV. We read from scripture that God will give Enoch and Elijah great power as his two witnesses on the earth. They will prophesy for the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. There'll be God's blessing upon the earth and God's light upon the earth at that time. There'll be no other witnesses in all the earth for God at that time except as two witnesses, as Enoch and Elijah. Outside of these two men, there'll be no blessing and no light. People will come and confess to them, but they will not. According to the Bible, these people could receive light from them if they wish to, but they will not. In fact, the Bible says if any man attempts to hurt them, then fire will come out at their command from heaven and burn up their enemies. It'll be just the same as when a certain king of Israel by the name of Ahaziah, or Hezariah, was mad at Elijah and sent the captain with 50 men to arrest him. Scripture, then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50, and he went up to him, and behold, he sat top of a hill. He spake unto him, thou man of God, the king hath said, come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, if I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. 2 Kings 1, 9 through 10, KJV. Same thing is going to happen all over again, because Enoch and Elijah are going to have the same power to call fire down from heaven that Elijah had back in the book of 2 Kings, 900 years before the first coming of Christ. Now, in this lesson, we've been studying about the two witnesses who are going to come down from heaven and live here on the earth to 42 months as God's personal representatives during the last half of the tribulation period. We've seen how God is going to close up heaven during the last half of the tribulation period, one of the reasons being that the marriage supper of the Bible of Christ will be taking place up in heaven. During the marriage supper, there will be no communication between heaven and earth except beginning of the Antichrist rule of 42 months. God will send his two witnesses down to the earth. We saw this from Scripture as recorded in Revelation 11:3, KJV. They'll come down to the earth to be God's only representatives at that time. The Bible tells us that they will have tremendous power given to them by God. This verse is so important that I want to read it again. Scripture, these two witnesses have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Revelation 11:6, KJV. Naturally, by exercising this tremendous power, which they will possess at that time, they're going to draw the wrath of the satanic Antichrist, the population which makes up his kingdom. And near the end of the 42 months of the Antichrist, he's going to be successful in killing God's two witnesses. Scripture, and when they, the two witnesses, shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Revelation 11:7, KJV. Then the Bible tells us that their dead bodies are going to lie in the street of that great city where our Lord was crucified. This is found in Revelation 11:8. We know that there's only one city in the world where Christ was crucified, and that city is Jerusalem. JJV is Revelation 11:8 there. Okay, now because of the great suffering brought about upon the Antichrist kingdom by the two witnesses of God, there's going to be tremendous rejoicing and happiness among the people of the world at that time. The Bible says they're going to offer toasts and send congratulating messages and gifts to one another, simply because God's two witnesses will finally have been killed. Now, I'm not making this up. It's all in the Bible. Scripture, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice, Mary, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets, God's two witnesses, tormented them that dwell on the earth. Revelation 11:10, KJV. The reason the world will be hilarious at that time will be because the bodies of the two witnesses will be allowed to remain lying in the street of that great city for 3.5 days after they are killed. The Bible tells us that while they are lying there, the world's population will be able to see their dead bodies in that putrefying condition. You yourself know that when a physical dead body lies out in the hot sun for 3.5 days, it's pretty bad condition. In fact, the hatred in the hearts and the minds of the people in that day will be so satanic, they will gloat and get a great amount of joy and inner satisfaction from knowing the bodies of God's two witnesses are lying there in a street, decaying and rotting to the core. But look at the miraculous power of God Almighty. After these bodies of God's two witnesses have lain there in the street for 3.5 days, the Bible tells us that the spirit of life from God will come back into them. Even though putrefaction will have already begun in them, the spirit of God will come back into them, and God's two witnesses, Enoch and Elijah, will stand up on their feet. A great fear will fall upon everybody who sets them rise up from their dead prone position. As the people observe these two dead bodies coming back to life and standing on their feet, suddenly they will still hear a great voice from up in heaven saying to the two witnesses, come up hither. And while the people see this miracle taking place and they hear the tremendous booming voice up in heaven commanding the two witnesses to come up into heaven, then the people will see these two bodies translated up into heaven in a cloud. And you can imagine the fear, awe, and heart failure it will give to the people who observe this tremendous miracle. Now, I'm not making this up. It's in the Bible. Scripture, and after 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. They heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither, and they, the two witnesses, ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Revelation 11:11-12, KJV. Think what a terrorizing sight that will be when it actually occurs in the presence of the people. These two men, whose dead bodies have been kicked around the street for 3.5 days, will suddenly stand on their feet and look around. The people will hear a great voice from heaven saying, come up hither. Slowly, these two men, Enoch and Elijah, will arise. They won't go up like we will go in the rapture, the translation, the first as church in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Bible says their enemies beheld them or looked on as they ascended. Just as God's two witnesses are leaving the earth, going up into heaven, there will come upon the city of Jerusalem a great earthquake. denoting the wrath of God and God's great displeasure at what the people have done to these two witnesses, or two men. You can read about that earthquake in Revelation 11:13. I'll have done my very best to show you God's two witnesses as is carefully outlined in the Bible, God's Word. And the next lesson will be the wedding and marriage supper.
Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617. Welcome to the Six Eyes Stay Warm But Safe segment, where it is better to be warm and safe than cold and in your grave. Today I'd like to talk to you about safety with different types of heating. First of all, let me talk to you about furnaces, whether gas, propane, or oil. First of all, have your furnace looked at by a well-qualified technician, not your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, your brother, whatever that claims they know what they're doing, but a well-qualified technician who has went to school for such things. Also, be sure to change your air filter once a month, and be sure there are no debris, clutter, etc. around your furnace. Moving on, let's talk about fireplaces. We're talking about the gas fireplaces or wood-burning fireplaces. These areas must be well vented through a chimney. Be sure there is no clutter near the hearth, etc. And children should not be allowed to play in such an area. Also, be sure there is no debris close to the area that could catch fire. Now let's talk about space heaters. There are many types on the market today. First, let's talk about electric space heaters. Be sure all electric space heaters have the shut-off feature. Should they be tipped over, they shut off automatically. Secondly, be sure to check the cord on a monthly basis. What you should check for is, one, where the plug plugs into the wall socket. Be sure while the unit is working and running that the plug is not getting warm. If it gets warm, place the electric heater. This is because it can overheat the plug and cause melting of the plug and an electrical fire. Secondly, check the length of the cord from the plug to the electric heater to make sure there is no melting or fraying of the cord, which can cause a fire. Also, be sure all cords are not under or around the space heater itself where it can be overheated or cause a trip hazard. Next, the space that a space heater should have. All space heaters should have a clearance or space between the heater and all objects near them. Easily accomplished by putting your left leg near the heater and your right leg next to the object you want to make sure there's space between. You should be able to stand easily between the two without cramping yourself. This is at least a 2-foot space or span. Also, above the space heater, there should be nothing between the space heater and the ceiling. This will give it proper room for allowing heat to escape the heater without causing fire. The reason for this is, if, for example, wooden furniture is near it, the furniture can become overheated, dry out, and thus cause a fire. Objects such as cardboard or paper can easily become overheated and ignite. Cloth objects can easily overheat and become ignited and cause a fire. This is why there should always be a 2-foot span around the heater and at least over the top of the heater from the top of the heater to your ceiling should be always clear. And never, ever touch a space heater with your bare hands while it is running. Electric heaters that have fans, do not place anything on the area of the space heater where the fan is pulling air into, known as the intake valves. This can cause the heater to overheat and burst into flames. Also, put nothing on the outgoing air because of the same reason for the cause of fire. In fact, nothing should be on any space heater of any type because of the reason that they can cause fire. Now let's talk about propane and kerosene heaters. These types of space heaters burn with an ignition source and flame. They put off CO2 due to the igniting process and the burning process. These space heaters require venting. They should not be used in a closed house without proper ventilation. Without proper ventilation, these heaters could cause the CO2 to build up. You would start to feel sleepy, fall asleep, and never wake up again to see your family, and they would be very saddened at your passing. So do not use these space heaters without proper ventilation. Finally, let's talk about what they call torpedo heaters or propane heaters. Some also are run by kerosene, and these heaters have a fan that takes the heat source and makes it at an extreme heat, more heat for the buck, as they say. The fan blows across the heat source and makes it hotter. These heaters are usually used in a garage-type environment. Once again, because of the heat source, propane or kerosene must be properly vented. Should never be used inside of a home without proper ventilation due to the CO2 buildup. As I stated before, this is true of all heaters, no matter their type, whether in your fireplace, space heater, torpedo heater, whatever. Young children, teenagers, or yes, even you adults should never allow children to play around them, nor should you touch them while in operation. These are causes for serious burns. We do not want you to be burned due to your space heater. Remember, proper space for your heater, proper checking of the electrical, and proper use are all important when using heaters. And finally, we want to reiterate with what we started with at the beginning of this segment. Here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we want you to be safe but warm, because it is better to be warm and safe than cold and dead. If you'd like to get a copy of this show or any of the shows here at the Skies Radio Network, here's how you can go about doing that. First off, if you have a smartphone or tablet, just go to the podcast section on your smartphone or tablet and enter Six Eyes Radio, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space R-A-D-I-O. After you've entered that and clicked enter, then you'll see us pop up there. And once we do, just click subscribe. And once you do, you'll have us right there at your fingertips 7 days a week, and you'll be able to listen to us morning, noon, or night, anytime at your desire, any time of the week. If you're an Android or Apple user, you will first need to download the iHeartRadio app, the iHeartRadio app. Once you've downloaded iHeartRadio, then you do the same procedure. You go to iHeartRadio, click on that app. Then, when you're on there, you type in their search box, Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space, radio, R-A-D-I-O. Once you've done that, click Enter. You'll see us pop up there. Then click Subscribe, and you'll have us 7 days a week. And you'll be able to enjoy. Amen. Would you like to help keep shows like this one on the air? Well, there are several methods you can do to help that happen. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to paypal.com and enter the following email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the dollar amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Also, if you wish to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network, contact Brother Six Eyes at his email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line, write donation information requested. In the body of your email, request the information for the pay to and snail mail information for your check or money order, explaining you wishing to send a check or money order to donate to the Six Eyes Radio Network. And once again, God will richly bless you, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, if you're wishing to send a donation, as we've been raising money earlier in the week on Motivational Monday, if you're wishing to donate to help Emily Barnum, when you donate with the PayPal or the Cash App, just indicate on there that it is for Sister Emily. Amen. And Sister Emily, who do we got with us, or Sister Ruth, whoever's with us on the board there, who do we got with us here at the end of the broadcast that might wish to give prayer requests or what have you here at the end of the show?
Well, as normal, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and angels. Well, we also got Boss Man with us tonight. Hey, Boss Man.
How you doing, Brother?
Hello,
Mike?
Hello. How's everyone? I'm all right. How's everybody?
Blessed and highly favored.
Doing well, buddy.
That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. Amen. Well, as always, great show. Download this show. Play it back before you go to sleep. Amen.
All righty. Well, since we are at the end of the show, we are going to give Brother Six, since he's with us tonight, we're going to give him the privilege to close us in prayer, and we'll be out of here, and we'll meet everybody tomorrow night for Dr. Doug Quick on the Jumbo Braille program here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, 9 p.m. Eastern. So, Brother Six, you are on.
All right. Well, thank you once again, everybody, for joining us here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. It is our hope and prayer that something was said tonight will encourage you and carry you through the rest of the week. Put God first in all that you do. Lord, continue to watch over us, our families, our friends, watch over the world. Fix all that needs to be fixing in our lives. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Good night from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Good night, big bro.
I got to do is hang her up.